The next word is payment. The student. Платит. За. Обучение. Breakdown. Платит. Pronounced. Платит is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Платит. To pay. За. Pronounced. За is a preposition meaning for. Обучение. Pronounced. Обучение is a noun meaning education or training. Translation. The student pays for education. Key concepts. Present tense conjugation. The verb. Платит. Conjugates differently depending on the subject. In this sentence, the subject is the student, singular, third person, so the verb is платит. Prepositions. Prepositions like за show the relationship between words in the sentence. Nouns. Nouns like обучение refer to people, places, or things. Variations of the word платит. Плачу. I pay. Платишь. You pay. Платит. He slash she slash it pays. Платим. We pay. Платите. You all pay. Платят. They pay. Pronunciation. Платит. Colon, платите. Платит. Colon, платит. За. Colon, за. Обучение. Colon, обучение. English and Russian translation of the word. Payment. Плата. Плата, to pay. Платит. Платите. The next word is bird. The word bird in Russian is птица. Pronounced птица. It is a feminine noun and therefore takes the feminine ending. А. А. The word птица is also a common noun. Let's create a sentence. На ветке сидела красивая птица. На. На on preposition. Ветке. Ветке branch feminine noun. Сидела. Сидела sat past tense feminine form of. Сидеть. Красивая. Красивая beautiful adjective feminine form. Птица. Птица bird feminine noun. Translation. On the branch sat a beautiful bird. This sentence demonstrates the grammatical features of Russian, such as the use of feminine noun endings, adjective agreement, and past tense verb conjugations. It also uses the preposition на. На, which is often used to indicate location. Птица. Bird is an important word to know as it is a common noun and used often. Key concepts. Gendered nouns, feminine, prepositions na, adjective agreement, past tense verbs. The next word is demonstrate. The professor wants to. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать his students how to conjugate verbs in Russian. Breakdown. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать, to demonstrate. This is a verb in the infinitive form. It is in the perfective aspect, which means it is a one-time action. You can use this verb to talk about specific demonstrations you are doing. The imperfective version of this verb is демонстрировать. Демонстрировать. You can use this verb to talk about demonstrations in general, or repeated demonstrations. Студентам. Студентам, students. This is the dative case of the noun. Студент. Student, which means student. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of the verb, who or what the action is being done to, or for. Kak. Kak, how, this is an adverb. Sprangat. Sprigat, to conjugate. This is an infinitive verb. It is in the imperfective aspect, so it shows an action that can be repeated, or ongoing. Translation. The professor wants to demonstrate to his students how to conjugate verbs in Russian. Pronunciation guide. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать, emphasize the e in. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать. Студентам. Студентам, emphasize the e in. Студентам. Студентам. Как. Как, emphasize the a in. Как. Как. Sprangat. Sprigat, emphasize the in. Sprangat. Sprigat. Memorization tips. You can remember that. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать is the perfective form by thinking of a specific demonstration that you would do one time. You can remember that. Демонстрировать. Demonstrировать is the imperfective form by thinking of something that you would do repeatedly, like demonstrating something in a classroom. English-Russian pronunciation demonstrate. Demonstrировать. Demonstrировать, demonstrate. Продемонстрировать. Продемонстрировать. The next word is contribution. Hash hash. Вклад.
Науку. Был. Значительным.
Breakdown.
Вклад.
Вклад slash v noun, meaning contribution. This word is masculine and can be used in a variety of contexts, such as contributions to a project, a society, a cause, or to knowledge. V slash V preposition meaning in or to, indicating the direction or target of the contribution.
Науку.
N or Q slash N noun meaning science. This word is feminine.
Be
ill slash be verb to be in the past tense, masculine singular form. It indicates that the contribution was in the past.
Значительным.
Zn, a chitinim slash zn, adjective meaning significant, modifying the noun, contribution. This word is masculine and ends in yerum, which is the masculine singular form of the adjective in the instrumental case. Translation. The contribution to science was significant. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their form based on their function in a sentence. The instrumental case is used to show the tool, or means by, which an action is performed. In this sentence, the adjective znachitelnym is in the instrumental case because it describes the contribution as the means of achieving something. Gender. Russian nouns and adjectives have grammatical gender. This means they have different forms depending on their gender. The noun VKLAD is masculine, and the adjective VNHETELYERYENYERUM is masculine singular. Pronunciation tips.
Vklad.
Vklad slash V, the K is pronounced with a hard K sound. The L is pronounced with a soft L sound.
Nauku.
N or Q slash N, the U is pronounced like the U in moon.
Zachitinum.
Zn, a chitinum slash Zn, the chair is pronounced like the CH in church. The I at the end is pronounced like the E in C. English and Russian translation of the word. Contribution.
Flat.
V, clad slash, V. The next word is appreciate. Hash hash yat se ye n u te ve o u pe o m o sh ta yeri. Yat se nu ti vo u pomosh. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I, pronoun, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Ya, like, ya, in, yad se ye n u. Tsenu. I appreciate, verb, present tense, first person singular. Pronunciation. Tsenu, like, sen, in, sense, plus, you, in, you te ve o u. Tvoyu. Your, possessive pronoun, accusative case. Pronunciation. Tvou, like, to, in, to, plus, you, in, you pe o m o sh ta yeri. Pomosht. Help, noun, feminine, accusative case, object of the verb. Pronunciation. Pomosht, like, po, in, pot, plus, mosh, in, mosquito, plus, ch, in, church. Meaning. I appreciate your help. Variations. Yat se yenu. Yat se nu. I appreciate, general statement, yat se yenu te ve o yo. Yat se nu ti voi. I appreciate your, masculine noun, yat se yenu ve a sha u. Yat se nu va shu. I appreciate your, plural noun, or formal, you. Key concept. The verb tsenu. Tsenu. Is often used to express appreciation, gratitude, or value for something. The accusative case is used to show the object of the verb, the thing that is appreciated. English. Appreciate slash schwa stress pri lengthened shi small cap it slash Russian. Tsenu. Tsenu. Slash ts open air stress nju lengthened slash. The next word is chapter. The word, chapter, in English translates to glava. Pronounced glava in Russian. It's a feminine noun, meaning it takes feminine grammatical endings, which are quite important in Russian. Here is a sample sentence. Vetoy glavye mu znayemo zhizni velikova russkova pisatela. Breakdown. Pronounced, V, is a preposition meaning, in, or, within. Etoy. Pronounced, etoy, is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective, this. Glavye. Pronounced, glavye, is the feminine form of the noun, chapter, using the prepositional case. Mu. Pronounced, my, is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. Uznayem. Pronounced, uznayem, is the first person plural present tense form of the verb, to learn. O. Pronounced, o, is a preposition meaning, about. Zhizni. Pronounced, zhiznai, is the feminine form of the noun, life, using the prepositional case. Velikova. Pronounced, velikovo, is the masculine form of the adjective, great. Ruskova. Pronounced, russkovo, is the masculine form of the adjective, Russian. Pisatela. Pronounced, pisatelaya, is the masculine form of the noun, writer, using the prepositional case. Translation. In this chapter, we learn about the life of a great Russian writer. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have gender, which affects the agreement of adjectives and other related words. Chapter is feminine. Cases. Russian nouns change their form depending on their role in a sentence. This is called case. The prepositional case is used after prepositions. Word order. The word order in Russian is more flexible than in English, but the subject generally comes before the verb, and the object usually comes after. Pronunciation tips. Stress. The stress is on the first syllable in Gelavea. Glava. Vowels. Russian has a more complex vowel system than English. The in Glava is a bit different from the English A. Pay attention to the vowel sounds. Consonants. The consonant sounds in Russian are often different from English. For example, the G in Glava is a moist velar stop, which is a bit different from the English G, soft sign. The soft sign. Mark is knack. At the end of Glava does not have its own sound, but makes the preceding consonant soft. English. Chapter / Stresstiesha EPT Shwara / Russian. Glava. / Stress letter 261, L letter 251, lengthened V Shwa / The next word is secret. The word, secret, in Russian is secret. Pronounced, secret. It is a masculine noun, meaning it will take masculine endings in the plural. We can see this in the example sentence below. Он хранил секрет от всех. Он. Pronounced, own, is the masculine pronoun, he. Хранил. Pronounced, hранил, is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Хранит. Pronounced, hранит, meaning, to keep, to hold, or, to store. Секрет. Pronounced, secret, is the masculine singular noun, secret. От. Pronounced, от, means, from, or, of. Всех. Pronounced, все, is the genitive plural form of. Все. Pronounced, все, meaning, all, or, everyone. Translation. He kept the secret from everyone. Variations. Секретный. Pronounced, секретный, is the adjective meaning, secret, as in, secret information. Секретно. Pronounced, секретно, is the adverb meaning, secretly. English. Secret / secret Russian. Секрет. / secret. The next word is apparently. Hash / apparently. English sentence. Apparently, the weather will be sunny tomorrow. Russian sentence. По-видимому. Наверняка будет солнечно черно. По-видимому. Завтра будет солнечно. Breakdown. По-видимому. По-видимому. This is a common adverb meaning, apparently, it seems, it appears. It's often used when you are not 100% sure about something, but have a good reason to believe it. Завтра. Завтра. This is the word for tomorrow. Будет. Будет. This is the future tense of the verb, to be. Will be. Солнечно. Солнечно. This is an adjective meaning sunny. Variations. You can also use the word видимо. Видимо, which is a bit less formal, and means, apparently. It's common in spoken language. Pronunciation hints. По-видимому. По-видимому. The emphasis is on the first syllable of видимому. Видимому. Завтра. Завтра. The emphasis is on the first syllable. За. За. Будет. Будет. The emphasis is on the first syllable. Бу. Бу. Солнечно. Солнечно. The emphasis is on the first syllable. Сол. Сол. English / Russian translation. Apparently. По-видимому. По-видимому. The next word is novel. The word. Roman. Roman. K. can mean novel in Russian. Here is a simple sentence using that word. On Chital Interesnij Roman. Breakdown of sentence. On. On. He, nominative case masculine pronoun Chital. Chital. Read, past tense masculine singular verb INTERESNJERUIKATKOJI. Interesnij. Interesting, masculine singular adjective ROMAN. Roman. Novel, masculine noun. Meaning, he read an interesting novel. Key concepts. Russian adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. In this sentence, the adjective interesnij. Interesnij. Agrees with the noun. Roman. Roman. In being masculine singular, pay attention to the endings of the words. Pronunciation. Roman. Roman. Like, Roman. On. On. Like, own. Chital. Chital. Like, chital. Interesnij. Interesnij. Like, interesnij. Variations. Roman. Roman. Can also be used as an adjective to mean romantic, as in romantic. Romantichski. Romantichski. English translation. Novel. Roman. Roman. The next word is leave. The word, leave, in English has many different meanings, and can be used in a variety of ways. This makes it a little tricky when we translate it into Russian. The verb, leave, is often translated in Russian as оставлять / оставляет / Example. Я оставил книгу на столе. / Я оставил книгу на столе / I left the book on the table. Here we are using the verb оставлять / оставляет / which is the most common translation for leave. We can also use the verb уходить / уходить / if we are talking about leaving a place. Example. Я ухожу из дома. / Я ухожу из дома / I am leaving home. Key concept. The different prepositions used with the verbs change the meaning of the sentence. For instance, оставляет / оставляет / can be used with the preposition на / на / on, and / v / in. Example. Я оставил книгу на столе. / Я оставил книгу на столе / I left the book on the table. Я оставил ключи в машине. / Я оставил ключи в машине / I left the keys in the car. Learning the different prepositions is very important in Russian grammar, because they help you to understand the meaning of the sentence. English. Leave Russian. Оставляет. / оставляет / English. Leave Russian. Уходит. / уходит / The next word is union. The word, union, can be translated into Russian as союз, союз, or профсоюз, профсоюз. The sentence. Студенты объединились в профсоюз, чтобы защитить свои интересы. Student reob, единились в профсоюз, ch tobi zaštitit svoj interesi.
Student.
Studentry. Students. This word is plural and can be pronounced as studenti. Объединились. Объединились. This is the past tense, plural form of the verb. Объединяться. Объединяться. Which means, to unite. The S at the end makes it a reflexive verb. We. In. Профсоюз. Профсоюз. Union, specifically a labor union. Pronounced, профсоюз. Чтобы. Ch tobi. In order to. Защитить. Защитить. To protect. Свой. Свой. The possessive adjective. Интересы. Интересы. Interests. This word is plural and pronounced interesi. The sentence means the students united in a union to protect their interests. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. In Russian, reflexive verbs end in sr or sieri. These verbs are used to express actions performed by the subject on itself. Plural forms. Russian nouns have different forms for singular and plural. Students will need to be careful to use the correct form depending on whether they are referring to one or more than one. Prepositions. Prepositions like the are important for conveying the relationships between words in a sentence. Translation. Союз. Союз. Union, general. Профсоюз. Профсоюз. Union, labor union. Объединяться. Объединяться. To unite. The next word is burn. The fire. Огонь. Slash ogon, slash burned. Горел. Slash горел, slash brightly. Ярко. Slash ярко, slash. Огонь. Slash ogon, slash. This is the word for fire. It is masculine. Горел. Slash горел, slash. This is the past tense of the verb. To burn. Горит. Slash горит, slash, which is an imperfective verb describing an action in progress. It is important to note that the verb горит slash горит, slash is usually used in the past tense with the prefix s. Горит slash s горит, slash to describe a completed action, meaning to burn completely. You can use сгорел slash сгорел slash in this sentence instead of горел slash горел slash if you want to emphasize that the fire burned all the way to the end. Ярко slash ярко slash this is an adverb meaning brightly and modifies the verb горел slash горел slash. English translation. The fire burned brightly. English to Russian, burn. Горит. Slash горит, slash. The next word is trend. Hash hash. Тенденция. МОДЕРУВЕТОМГОДУ ЯРКАЕТСЕВЕТА. Breakdown. Тенденция. Tendency. This is the noun, trend. In the nominative case, the er at the end indicates it is feminine. The stress is on the second syllable, then moderu. Modi. This is the genitive case of the noun, fashion, meaning of fashion. The stress is on the first syllable, mo. Ve. V. This is the preposition, in atom. Atom. This is the masculine form of the demonstrative adjective, this, in the locative case, meaning, in this. The stress is on the second syllable. Tom. Geodeu. Godu. This is the masculine form of the noun, year, in the locative case, meaning, in this year. The stress is on the first syllable. Go. This is a dash indicating that what follows is an explanation, or an afterthought. Yarkaye. Yarki. This is the plural form of the adjective, bright, in the nominative case. The stress is on the second syllable. Kai. Tsevayetea. Tsveta. This is the plural form of the noun, color, in the nominative case. The stress is on the first syllable. Tsvi. Translation. The trend in fashion this year is bright colors. Pronunciation guide. Tendencia. Tendencia moderu, modi, ve, vietom, etom geodeu, godu yarkaye, yarkaitse vietea, tisvita. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have genders. Tendencia. Is feminine. Cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Adjectives. Russian adjectives agree with nouns in gender, number and case. Variations of the word, trend, in Russian. Tendencia. Tendencia. This is the most common word for trend. Направление. Направление. This means direction and can be used as a synonym for trend. Веяние. Веяние. This refers to a trend in the sense of a new fashion. The next word is initial. Hash hash. Начальный. Этап. Проекта. Очень важным. Breakdown. Начальный. Начальный, initial, starting, beginning, adjective, pronunciation. Начальный. Stress is on the second syllable. The L sound is very soft, almost like a W sound. Этап. Этап, stage, phase, step, noun, pronunciation. Этап. Stress on the second syllable. Проекта. Проекта, project, genitive case of. Проект. Проект, pronunciation. Проекта, stress on the second syllable.
Бы.
Bile, was, past tense of.
Быть.
Bite, to be, pronunciation. Beal. Very soft, B, sound, almost like a, V, sound. Ocean. Ocean, very, adverb, pronunciation. Ocean. Stress on the first syllable. Важным. Важным, important, adjective, pronunciation. Важным. Stress on the first syllable. Translation. The initial stage of the project was very important. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. In this case, проект. Проект is in the genitive case, which is used to show possession or belonging. Adjectives. Russian adjectives agree with the noun they are modifying in gender, number, and case. Начальный. Начальный is masculine, singular, and nominative. Word order. In Russian, word order is more flexible than in English. The order of words can change the emphasis or nuance of the sentence. Variations. Начало. Начало, beginning, noun, pronunciation. Начало. Stress on the second syllable. Начать. Начать, to begin, to start, verb, pronunciation. Nachat, stress on the second syllable. English, initial, initial, Russian. Начальный. Начальный. The next word is pleasure. English word, pleasure. Russian sentence. Мне в удовольствии. СВАМИО БЕШЧАТЕ ЕРИЕСЯ. Мне. Is the dative case of. Я. I. В удовольствии. Means, it is a pleasure. С вами. Is, with you. Общаться. Is the infinitive of the verb, to communicate. Breakdown. This sentence means, it is a pleasure to communicate with you. This sentence is in the dative case. The dative case can be recognized by the preposition. In. This is a common, and useful phrase to learn. Variations. There are many variations of. Удовольствие. Доставлять удовольствие. To give pleasure. Получать удовольствие. To receive pleasure. Большому удовольствии. A great pleasure. Pronunciation. Мне. Мне. В удовольствии. В удовольствии. С вами. С вами. Общаться. Обсчаться. Translation. Pleasure. Удовольствие. Удовольствие. The next word is suggestion. The professor suggests that students practice their grammar. Профессор предлагает студентам попрактиковаться в грамматике. Breakdown. Профессор. Professor, pronounced, professor. Предлагает. Suggests, pronounced, предлагает. Студентам. To the students, pronounced, studentam. Попрактиковаться. To practice, pronounced, попрактиковаться. In, pronounced, v. Grammatики. Grammar, pronounced, grammatiki. Key concepts. Предлагать. To suggest, is an irregular verb in the present tense. The ending changes based on the subject. In this sentence, the subject is singular third person. Professor. So the ending is. Yet. Попрактиковаться. Is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is done to oneself. This is reflected in the ending. Са. Variations. Предложение. Suggestion, pronounced, предложение. This is the noun form of the verb. Предложить. To suggest, pronounced, предложить. This is the infinitive form of the verb. English translation. The professor suggests that the students practice grammar. Russian translation. Профессор предлагает студентам попрактиковаться в грамматике. The next word is critical. This is a great word to learn, because it has several meanings in Russian, and therefore, several possible translations. Sentence. Критика фильма была очень high, острой. И. Детальной. Все. Недостатки. Были. Разобраны. По. Косточкам. Slash, high. Translation. The film's critique was very sharp and detailed. All its flaws were analyzed in great detail. Breakdown. Critica. Critica, slash, critica. This word is the noun for critique or criticism. It can refer to the act of criticizing, a critical analysis of something, or a body of critical opinions. It is feminine.
Bra.
Bila, / bela. This is the past tense feminine singular form of the verb beyeru teyeri, bite, / b small cap it, to be.
Ocean.
Ocean, / stress otsh small cap in. This is an adverb meaning very.
Ostroj.
Ostroj, / turned a stress stroj, adjective meaning sharp or acute, in the sense of being very critical. It is feminine, agreeing with the noun.
Kritika.
I, / I, and
Gitarnoj.
Gitarnoj, / d small cap I stress TL letter 2B9 N turned AJ, meaning detailed. It is feminine, agreeing with the noun.
Kritika.
This is a dash, used to indicate a pause.
Fse.
Vse, / vs mod je, means all, or everything, and is a pronoun.
Nedostatki.
Nedostatki, / n small cap id turned a stress stratk small cap I, means flaws, or shortcomings. This is plural.
Buri.
Bili, / b small cap I stress l small cap I. This is the past tense plural form of the verb beyeru teyeri, bite, / b small cap it, to be.
Razobrany.
Razobrany, / r turned a z turned a stress brn small cap I. The past participle meaning analyzed or taken apart. It agrees in number and gender with the noun.
Nedostatki.
Po, / par, preposition meaning according to, by, or in.
Kostochkam.
Kostochkam, / stress kost shwar tsk shwar m, dative plural form of
kostochka.
Kostochka, / stress kost shwar tsk shwar, which means bone or seed. Here it has the meaning in detail. Important note, when
kritika,
/ kritika, is used in the sense of a critical analysis, it is usually followed by the preposition
ka,
k, / k, to. Example,
kritika ka filmu,
kritika k filmu, / kritika kf small cap ilmu, criticism of the film. Extra notes. The word Ostri, / turned a stress stri, is masculine, and means sharp. It can be used figuratively to describe something that is very critical, or biting, for example, Osterjeruk ratkojazerjeruka, Ostrijazik, / turned a stress stri stress j small cap iz small cap ik, meaning sharp tongue.
The adjective
Gitarnoj. Gitarnoj, / d small cap I stress TL letter 2B9 N small cap IJ, is masculine. Pronunciation tips. Focus on the stress. The stress is always on the first syllable in Russian.
Ka.
K, / k, is like the English k sound. The.
Here.
Ch, / th, is like the ch in church. The
sha.
Sh, / sh, is like the sh in ship.
Zh.
Zh, / ej, is like the s in pleasure.
Translation.
Critical.
Kritichesky.
Kritichesky, / kr small cap I stress t small cap I th small cap I sk small cap I j. The next word is gather. The word gather has several Russian translations depending on the context. Here is an example using the word sobrateyeri.
Sobrat.
Which means to gather, collect, or assemble.
Sentence.
Student is abroad is the auditori. Ch to be posla shot. Lectio. Breakdown. Studenti. Students, this is the plural form of the word estudiante. Student. Esoberalesieri. Sobralis. Gathered, this is the past tense, plural form of the verb esoberateieri. Sobrat. Meaning, to gather. Veaudeteoerie. The auditorii. In the auditorium, this is a prepositional phrase meaning, in the auditorium. Ch to be posla shot. Lectio. To listen to the lecture, this is a subordinate clause that expresses the purpose of the gathering. Key concepts. Verb conjugations. In Russian, verbs change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Notice how esoberateieri. Sobrat. Changes to esoberalesieri. Sobralis. In the past tense, plural form. Prepositional phrases. These phrases give information about time, place, or manner, and often start with prepositions like where. The. In. Subordinate clauses. These clauses provide more information about the main clause, and often start with conjunctions like chete oberieru. Ch to be. In order to. Pronunciation. Estudienteieru. Studenti. Pronounced, studientesoberalesieri. Sobralis. Pronounced, sobralis, veaudeteoerie. The auditorii. Pronounced, the auditio hredicheteoberupeoeselushateirielyekatseiu. Ch to be posla shot. Lectiu. Pronounced, ch to be posla shot, elikatseiu. English translation. The students gathered in the auditorium to listen to the lecture. Variations. The word esoberateieri. Sobrat. Is versatile. Here are a few variations. Esoberateieri veshchai. Sobrat. Veshchai. To gather belongings esoberateieri eneforematseiu. Sobrat. Informatseiu. To gather information esoberateieri vesjecha. Sobrat. Visei. To gather everyone. English and Russian translation. Gather esoberateieri. Sobrat. Sobrat. The next word is mostly. Hash hash mostly in Russian. The word, mostly, in Russian is. Pobolshui chasti. Breakdown. Po. Po, this preposition translates to, by. According to, or, in accordance with. Pronunciation. Po, like the, po, in, poem, but with a slightly shorter, o, sound. Bolshui. Bolshi, this is the feminine dative form of the adjective beolyerishaikratkoye, bolshi, meaning, bigger, or, greater. Pronunciation. Bolshei, bol, like the start of, bold. SH, like the, SH, in, ship, and the, A, like the, I, in, day. Chasti. Chasti, this is the feminine dative form of the noun chasteiri, chast, meaning, part. Pronunciation. Chasti, chas, like the, cha, in, chat, t, like the, t, in, team. The entire phrase translates to, for the most part, mostly, or in the main. Variations. Vasavnom. Vyosnovnom, this is another common way to say, mostly, and translates to, primarily, or, essentially. Pronunciation. Vyosnovnam. V, like the, V, in, very. R, like the, in, father. Snow, like, snow, but with a softer, V, sound. Nam, like the, nam, in, name.
Primushistvinna.
Primushistveno, this is a more formal way to say, mostly, and translates to, predominantly, or, chiefly. Pronunciation. Primushistvinna. Pri, like, pri, in, prince. E, like, e, in, sea. Mu, like, mu, in, moon. Shiz, like, she, in, sheep. Tivun, like, TV, in, television. Like the, in, sun. Memorization tip. Think of, mostly, as a greater part, of something, and the greater part, is always.
Bolshaya Chast.
Bolshaya Chast. English. Mostly Russian.
Pobolshui Chasti.
The next word is earth.
Hash hash.
Zimla.
Vrashayitsa.
Vakruk.
Солнце.
Breakdown.
Земля.
Земля, earth. This word is feminine, so the adjective that describes it will have a feminine ending. It is pronounced, Zemlya.
Vrashayitsa.
Vrashkitsya, rotates. This verb is in the third person singular present tense, indicating that the subject is singular, and the action is happening now. The sh sound is like the sh in ship dot.
Vakruk.
Vakrug, around. This preposition is used to indicate movement around something. The g sound at the end is like the g in gig dot.
Солнце.
Солнце, sun. This is the genitive case of
солнце.
Солнце, which means sun. The O sound at the end is the same as O in the word hot dot. This form is used to show that something belongs to or is related to the sun. Translation. Earth rotates around the sun. Variations. You can use other verbs to describe the Earth's movement, such as
Vizhitsa.
Divizhitsya, moves, or
Krutitsa.
Krutsya, spins. Helpful pronunciation hints.
Zemlya.
Zemlya, the stress is on the first syllable.
Vrashayitsa.
Vrashkitsya, the stress is on the first syllable.
Vakruk.
Vakrug, the stress is on the second syllable.
Солнце.
Солнце, the stress is on the first syllable. English. Earth Russian.
Земля.
Земля. The next word is number. The word number in English translates to
число.
In Russian, the Russian word
число
is pronounced число with the ch sound like the ch in chair. Here is a sentence using the word
число.
Я не знаю точного числа студентов в этом университете. Breakdown.
Я.
I. Pronounced. Я.
Не.
Not. Pronounced. Знай.
Знаю.
No. Pronounced. Знаю.
Точное.
Exact. Pronounced. Точно.
Число.
Number. Pronounced. Число.
Студентов.
Students. Pronounced. Student of. In. Pronounced. V.
Этом.
This. Pronounced. Этом.
Университете.
University. Pronounced. Университете. The sentence translates to, I don't know the exact number of students at this university. Key concepts. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, and this impacts the ending of the word. Here, число is neuter, and so the adjective. Точное ends with oye, rather than aya, or yerikatkoye for feminine and masculine nouns, respectively. The word order in Russian is more flexible than English, so you could also say, Я не знаю в этом университете точное число студентов. Variations. Число can also be used to refer to a date. For example, Сегодня 15 число. Today is the 15th. Pronunciation. Remember to stress the first syllable in число and точное when saying студентов. Pay attention to the soft consonant sound at the end, similar to y in yes. English translation. Number. Число. Число. The next word is pop. The word pop can be used in many different ways. In this context, we'll explore its use as a verb meaning to make a sudden, sharp sound. Russian sentence. Пробка. High. Suddenly. Попнула. Is. Бутылки. Breakdown. Пробка. Pronounced, пробка, this is the noun, cork. It is feminine, so the adjective, sudden, will be in the feminine form as well. Внезапно. Pronounced, внезапно, this is the adverb, suddenly. In this sentence, it modifies the verb, pop. Попнула. Pronounced, попнула, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb, to pop, which is попнутеєри, pronounced, попнути. This verb is irregular. Note that the la ending indicates the feminine singular form. Is. Pronounced, is, this is the preposition, from, or, out of. Бутылки. Pronounced, бутылки, this is the noun, bottle, in the genitive case, because it follows the preposition is there. It is feminine. Translation. The cork suddenly popped out of the bottle. Variations. Попнул. Pronounced, попнул, this is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb, to pop. Попнули. Pronounced, попнули, this is the past tense, plural form of the verb, to pop. Попнуть. Pronounced, попнути, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to pop. English. Pop, verb, slash p letter 251, lengthened p slash Russian. Попнуть. Verb, slash попнути, slash. The next word is essential. Hash hash. Необходимый. Необходимый, essential. This word is an adjective, meaning something is necessary, crucial, or indispensable. Sentence. Эта книга. Хай. Необходима. Для понимания. Slash. Хай. Эта книга необходима для понимания русской культуры. Это. Это, this, nominative feminine singular, sounds like, eta. Книга. Книга, book, nominative feminine singular, sounds like, книга. Необходимо. Необходимо, essential, nominative feminine singular, sounds like, необходимо. Для. Для, for, preposition, sounds like, для. Понимание. Понимание, understanding, genitive neuter singular, sounds like, понимание. Ruskoi. Ruskoi, Russian, genitive feminine singular, sounds like Ruskoi. Kultury. Kultury, culture, genitive feminine singular, sounds like kulturai. Translation. This book is essential for understanding Russian culture. This sentence uses the nominative case for the subject. Книга. Book, and the object. Это. This. The genitive case is used for. Понимание. Understanding, which is the object of the preposition. Для. For, and. Русской. Russian, and. Культуры. Culture. Variations. Необходимый. Необходимый, masculine singular. Необходимое. Необходимое, feminine singular. Необходимое. Необходимо, neuter singular. Необходимое. Необходимое, plural. Remember, the gender and number of the adjective must match the noun it modifies. Pronunciation tips. The y at the end of необходимый is very soft, like the y in baby. The stress in this word falls on the second syllable. Необходимый. Good luck with learning.